scholars drawn from the five regions constituting the Northern Zone are currently demonstrating in Tamale against any move to adopt genetically modified organisms in Ghana. The farmers, numbering over 600, have also accused government of not involving them in consultations regarding the GMOs and the Plant Breeders Bill. The demonstrators presented a copy of their petition to the Northern Regional Coordinating Council a while ago and are currently trying to meet the Regional Director of Agriculture. Charles Nyaba is the Program Manager of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana.
Numbering over 600, we are honest, we're thinking that we are getting 400 farmers. And we just went to the Regional Coordinating Council to meet the coordinating director who received the farmers and promised to forward their concerns to the president. And we are now marching back to the Metro Director's office to go and meet the Regional Director of Ministry of Food and Agriculture.
But what is exactly your concern? Why are you demonstrating?
Our concerns are that the attempt to pass on the current Plant Breeders Bill into law is going to undermine ownership of seeds by smallholder farmers. That is our major concern. We are thinking that food in this country is very necessary. And the problem of the smallholder farmer today is not about production. It's about access to markets. It's about access to good road networks. It's about access to credit, access to essential services. Government is not addressing that. And they are trying to sell our ownership to Monsanto and his people. So we are thinking that government should rather concentrate on improving market access and the farmers should be able to. We don't need the Monsanto seeds or GMO seeds for now. We need improvement in access, road network, credit, and that's why the farmers were telling the coordinating director. They are holding the black cards. I can read a number of them to you. JM, we voted for you, not Monsanto. MPs, respect the farmers. GMO will take our seeds from us. Ghana, our problem is the road network. Tamale, we need access to market. Revamp our manufacturing industry. So those are the messages among many others that are on the black cards.
The Deputy Minister of Agri told Radio Ghana that some farmers, particularly from the Upper West region, are actually clamoring for government to adopt the GMOs. And you have gathered farmers in the entire northern sector of the country, and you are saying they are also saying no to GMOs.
Yeah, to be sincere with you, sometimes we are disappointed that our own minister, who is supposed to protect the interests of the smallholder farmer or the Ghanaian farmer, tend to become the spokesperson for Monsanto's and the foreign seed producers. Because you are an MP, you are Deputy Minister of Agri, who are supposed to also fight for the interests of the farmers in Ghana. And normally when you talk, I mean, we don't know what's wrong. The fact is that, you know, Monsanto's and his people are using several means, giving money to people. They approach a number of our farmer leaders to give them money to demonstrate for GMO. They earlier on didn't actually understand the whole thing. Because anytime the GMO people meet them, they talk about only positive effects of GMOs without actually telling them the negative effects.
What are some of the dangers that your research findings have proved on GMOs?
Our research findings actually have to do with the Plant Breeders Bill. And the Plant Breeders Bill is just talking about bringing the GMO seed to replace the indigenous seeds that the farmers are having and owning. We already have our own ways of selling seeds. We have our own way of preserving our own seeds. So how can you now impose your own seeds and saying that there are insects cross-pollination and then my seed has taken the characteristics of a GM seed, you are now coming to confiscate it and burn it. There are several things in the bill that are so injurious to the Ghanaian economy. And we are thinking that we actually, as a next SSGBT, we need to rethink that you need to actually support the farmers so that they will be able to articulate their issues.
Charles Nyaba is Program Manager of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana. Some of the demonstrating farmers also spoke to Radio Ghana.
We are here, we are seeing that most of the farmers, the way we are suffering, having fertilizer subsidy now, most of us are spending in time for us to get fertilizer and do our work. But we can get the price now is so high. So, even most of the seed, we want the government to come to our aid and help these farmers. Because this is not the time most of us have got drought. How to get seed is a problem. How to get fertilizer is a problem. Even to get a loan from the bank is a problem for us.
Now we are demonstrating for the planned business bill against it in Ghana because currently it's in parliament and we see so secured action and also Ghana Business Farmers Association. We are against the passage of that bill in parliament. That is the reason why we are demonstrating today. We are having a peaceful demonstration with farmers from the three northern regions to submit our petition to the regional minister to be forwarded on to the president of Ghana.
Those were views of some of the demonstrating farmers in Tamale.